In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father Thomas, I can't resist. It's nothing bad. Father Thomas himself had said that he had a couple false starts in announcing when the Triodion would begin, because he thought that maybe a couple weeks ago the gospel of the publican and the Pharisee would come. And so today he said, I can say with 100% confidence that this is the day. And so I agree with you. This is the day. The Triodion is a liturgical book that contains all of the services related to the four Sundays before Great Lent begins, all of Great Lent, all of Holy Week, including Holy Pascha. And so some of the most beautiful hymnology, some of the most beautiful themes in all of the Orthodox liturgical year are contained in the Triodion. And you know that that book has been brought out and that we are beginning that journey when you have the Sunday of the Publican and the Pharisee, which is today. And the theme of this Sunday is humility. And it is expressed and pointed out in a comparison and contrast between a Pharisee who is a religious leader of Judaism, goes into the temple, and a tax collector who was hated and despised and looked upon by Judaism as the example of a great sinner. And so both of these men go into the temple. And from externals, it would be really easy to think that the Pharisee, a religious leader, was righteous. He at least appeared that way on the outside. And it would be easy to judge the publican, the tax collector, who on the outside was stealing money, cheating people, enforcing Roman law in oppression of the Jewish people. You would think, wow, what an unrighteous sinner. But as I've said many times in my homilies, heaven judges things very differently than the world does. And we need to align our spiritual insight, our eyes of our heart, with the way that heaven judges things, which is why judgment is not my job, nor is it your job. Only one can rightly judge. Only one has perfect knowledge of the outside and the inside. How many times have we seen someone do something and we misjudge their motives, when actually they are righteously motivated and what they're doing is actually the right thing and the loving thing and the sensitive thing, but on the outside, it doesn't look that way. So this parable helps us to take a step back and try to see things the way God sees them. This Pharisee goes right up to the front of the temple. And he begins to tell God just how good he is. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, that's like going to the hospital and telling the doctors and the nurses just how healthy you are when you are scheduled for an emergency surgery because you are this close to dying. You have a very serious illness. And yet you go in there, and on the outside, you say, look at me, I'm fine. But on the inside, you need to be fixed by the most skilled doctors and the most skilled nurses and the most powerful therapy and the strongest medicine. He goes and he says, I am glad I am not like people who do obvious sins, and I'm glad I'm not like that tax collector who's standing at the back of the church, the temple. So not only is he telling God how good he is, but he's compounding it by judging other people, his neighbor. Now, do you think that God heard those words? Do you think that God, who is able to see into the heart and the soul and the inside of a human being, who is the physician and healer of all souls and bodies, who knows that every single human being is in need of a Savior. Every single human being, to one degree or another, is unrighteous, is spiritually ill. We all need Christ, the physician of our souls and our bodies. The person who is in the best place and position to be healed is the one who knows it. The one who goes to the doctor and tells them transparently what is wrong with them and allows them to study and diagnose and figure out. That's the tax collector in this parable. He doesn't go up to the front. He doesn't tell God how good he is. He probably doesn't even notice the Pharisee in the front of the temple because he doesn't even look up. His head is bowed. He is kneeling. He is beating his breast, saying, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Now, was he righteous? No. Was he guilty of sins? Absolutely. But who among us isn't? Who among us isn't righteous? We are all unrighteous. We are all in need of a Savior and a physician. And so at the end of the parable, God says, who do you think left the temple justified before God? It was the tax collector, the publican. It wasn't the religious leader. And I stand before you a little bit trembling because I'm a religious leader. On the outside, I might look really, really righteous and whole, but I'm just as much of a sinner as you. We are in this together. We all are called by the church at the beginning of sort of this preparation for Great Lent to ask God to help us to see ourselves as we truly are. To open the eyes of our heart, not just our mind and not just our physical eyes, to see ourselves as God sees us, as we really, really are. And then we will be able to confess, like the tax collector, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. That is the most beautiful starting point of anybody. It's really the card that we all need to get in that door. And to actually be properly and appropriately a part of the body of Christ, the church. This is a hospital made for people who are spiritually sick. This is the place where all of us need to recognize our need for a Savior. And that is the place where healing can begin. This is the place where reconciliation and forgiveness can happen. There can be no repentance. No obedience, no righteousness, no ability to be loved and to truly love others without humility. It is the starting point for every single human being to approach God and allow God to approach him or her. So, my dear brothers and sisters, pray fervently that God would open the eyes of your heart to see yourself as you really are, as he sees you. Pray fervently that God would grant you the supreme foundational virtue of humility, for it is the starting point of any journey back to our Lord, back to paradise, back to the life that he has promised us, not only on this side, but on the other side of our life. May this be all of our prayers. May this be the foundation and the beginning point of all of our journeys through Lent, through Holy Week, to the cross, and to our glorious third-day resurrection of our Lord. All of our victory, because that is truly life-giving. Amen.